Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Just Take the L. It's your host, me, Lola Clinton Hayward. Now, I'm so excited to be back in the swing of podcasts again. Like, I literally get excited every week thinking, what am I going to do for you guys? Or brainstorming or stuff like that. So if you're listening or if you have been a listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, hello. I hope you enjoy listening. Today's podcast episode is going to be everything about how you can get a rebrand. And I don't even mean just a rebrand physically. I just mean if you've just been feeling it, you know, it's maybe time for a rebrand, especially with summer coming up. I mean, why not? I myself, I feel like I'm going through a mini little rebrand. I haven't really necessarily advertised this, but even my podcast, Making a Comeback, is kind of like en route to like, what is the main goal? You'll just see over time. So I feel like we're all kind of in the midst of a rebrand or in that energy. So I thought, why not do a little podcast episode on the tips that I'm taking or have to think about that you should too. Okay, let's start with the steps. First of all, you've kind of, if you're listening to this, decided, okay, I want to have a rebrand in some way, shape or form of life or my life or your life, whatever. How do I achieve that? Now, you've got to decide, what has made you want to rebrand? Like, honestly, is it you don't like the way you look, you don't like the way you feel, you don't like people's actions towards you, you want to be a different person, you may be a people pleaser? There are so many things. But you need to have a little time to yourself and think, what has made me decide that I want to rebrand? Did something happen? And a main one that you can change this if your answer isn't the best, but I think I have maybe acted on this in the past. Is this coming from a place of self-hate or a place of self-love or motivation? And honestly, this is a huge question because what they say is true. You cannot hate yourself into someone you love. Particularly for me, I feel like I have done this in body and fitness related things. In the past, I didn't like how I looked and I tried to change myself. And I mean, it kind of did work, but I was coming at it from a place of hatred, of being so mean to how I view my body. Like, how I would speak to myself was awful. And then when I got to like closer to my goal or my perceived goal, I didn't feel any better. Like, if anything, I probably felt worse because of the buildup of hate towards myself. But like, and I just made me realize, like, I mean, personally for me, as I said, this is body related. I could be bigger, I could be smaller, I could be a little on the fluffier side, tone side. If I didn't like myself, I'm never going to feel happy. There was always going to be my own voice, frankly, being so cruel to myself. So I feel like you really need to take a step or a moment to think, is this from self-love and motivation or is this from self-hate? And once you, if you even identify that, yes, this is coming from a place of self-hate, maybe do some aligned steps to be like, it's not coming from a place of self-hate. You might not like your circumstance in life right now or how you look or how you are as a person, or you might not like qualities of that. But even being self-aware enough to know that this is not who you want to be or what you want to be is a form of self-love, I would say. Because, you know, I just feel like, yeah, you really need to take a second to think about that because it is huge. Because there's no point going on this little rebrand and doing it from a place of self-hate. Then you get to like whatever your goal may be, if it's measurable, and being like, I hate myself. I hate myself even more, frankly, because it's just pointless. So make sure you're coming at it from a place of self-love or self-motivation. You know, sometimes, as I said, you have to be self-aware enough to know that you don't like your, like, where you are in life, which I guess is not hate, but like dislike. But that itself is coming from love. It's kind of like tough love, but on yourself. So take a moment, think about, where is this coming from? To do this, I'm saying take some time alone, whether you want to have a chill night in, get your notes app, get a journal, write this down. Honestly, even do it in the form of like a mind map and kind of just get to know yourself. I mean, I don't know if this would be deemed shadow work in some sort of way, but I think it's crazy how quick thoughts come from places. Like, honestly, if you were to just put rebrand in the middle of the page, first of all, you're probably thinking, okay, slay, like hot, summer, like self-confident, whatever. But the more that you expand this brainstorming moment of your rebrand, you'll go into different themes that might have popped out of nowhere. That is something what I like to call when you have downloads. So whether this is downloads from the universe, from your spirit guides, I don't want to go too witchy-woo because that's not really what this episode is, but you'll be surprised how quickly little thoughts will pop into your head. So that's why I feel like a mind map is a great way to kind of figure out that. Now, when you have done that and you've decided, okay, it's coming from a place of self-hate, you can learn to change that, self-love, etc. Moving on to the next step. What area of your life do you want to rebrand in? Is it all? Is it career? Is it fitness? Is it your own characteristics, whether that's lack of confidence or you're a people pleaser? Figure out, what do you want to rebrand in? It's totally fine if it's one specific thing. It's totally fine if it's all. We're just going to have to do a little bit more planning. But hey, you know, who doesn't love a full rebrand? Just have a think. Again, like I said, I feel like one of the best ways to do this is by having a mind map, because it just, as I said before, the thoughts go crazy. And I'm not saying you have to have one specific mind map, because I feel like if you're planning a full rebrand, that might get a bit hectic. But section it. Section it in different places in your life. Maybe, for example, career, fitness, love life, characteristics, dress sense. Like, honestly, go crazy. Think of this as your own little Sims. Like, I say this. I actually don't play Sims. So if you guys think I should start playing Sims, let me know. But I feel like from what I've heard, loads of my friends love Sims. But like, okay, maybe not Sims. I used to play, if anyone knows Movie Star Planet, I don't know, maybe that's a bit niche. But I used to play Movie Star Planet when I was younger. And like, you build up your own little character. Like, they can have this color hair, you know, etc. Obviously, that's from a more physical perspective. Like, this is more, it could be internal, and like an internal rebrand or like characteristics. And you can't do that on like Sims or maybe you can't. I actually don't know. But you can do it on Movie Star Planet, or you used to not be able to. But it's like this. Honestly, you are the creator of your life, who you are. We have free will. You could go tomorrow and decide, yeah, I'm going to chop all my hair off and I'm going to dye it black. I'm going to bleach it. I'm going to get a piercing. I'm going to walk through life like with my Devil Wears Prada, Miranda Jones. Is that Miranda Jones? Devil Wears Prada, like the woman in it who's like an icon. You can walk through life with that confidence and that fitness and da 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 da. Genuinely, you decide this. The only person stopping you is you. So honestly, have your mind maps for each specific area of your life and decide, what do I want? Literally write down your dream person in whatever way, shape or form. Now, going from that, now that you have your mind maps made and you know, I want to be this person, she has this, she does that, or even he does this, they do that, etc., etc. Next thing up is visualizing. Now, obviously, I know it is hard to say I want to be this person who is like this, who has these characteristics, who lives in this place, who do da da da, when you're not living that. Like, honestly, it is hard. Like, what do you mean? Like, I mean, for example, if you listen to my last podcast episode, I talked about kind of self-concept and running. But like, for me, that was like, what am I doing saying that someday I want to run a marathon when I can't even run 1 kilometer? Like, it's so unheard of, and I could just never imagine myself as that person. But I am that person now, and like, I've done it. I've actually done it, like run a marathon 2 times, and I've got training starting in like hopefully another month if I'm not injured. But like, to me, that was crazy. But what helped was, which is my first point, Pinterest vision boards. Now, if doing a vision board on Pinterest could have one fan, it is me. I have been preaching, full-hearted preaching on my podcast, on my Instagram account, frankly, to anybody who will listen to me, Pinterest vision boards. Not only do I find it quite peaceful and quite relaxing, and honestly, I feel like making a little vision board of my life or my future life in whatever way, whatever aspect, is like a little night in for me. Like, I actually get excited. Like, I fully, an ideal night, if I have like, I don't know, if it's just my friend and I or if it's just me, I will go get sushi, I will put on some chill music, and I will make myself a vision board, and then I will talk about life or my perceived life. And frankly, I absolutely love it. It's giving all the vibes. But okay, getting back to the point, Pinterest vision boards are crazy because you can put pictures to your ideas. Like, also, it's just like so aesthetic, which I love. Don't know if that's just a little bit of a Taurus moon in me though. But yeah, so what I did in the past was make a vision board. I have different boards. You can probably search it by name, actually. I didn't realize that. One thing I will say to you guys is, if you set up a Pinterest account, I feel like there's a setting, or there definitely is a setting, where one of the times you can either say you have a public profile or a private profile. And the same goes for folders, okay? I didn't realize necessarily that all my folders were public. So you can probably search me up and actually see my own vision board. But to be fair, I feel like I like to have that private. So I may need to switch that setting. But go into Pinterest, have your different areas that you'd previously written in mind maps, and make a separate folder for all of them. Like for me, I have a hair one. I have my ideal hair, length, shape, color, etc. I'm pretty sure I had a body one that I was like, I want to look like this. And as I said, guys, be very aware if this is coming from a place of self-hate or self-love, because it is entirely different looking at pictures of someone being like, yes, slay, I want to look like them, I'm going to work towards to look like them, okay, go me, versus looking at that from a place of self-hate, being like, oh my god, they look like that, like that could never be me, they're so this, they're so that, I'm so not. It's crazy the difference. So use it as a guide and inspo, not necessarily like full-on comparison hating yourself. Like honestly, I would actually stay away from comparison at all. The only person you should be comparing yourself to is you. But moving along, make those vision boards. You can add whatever. And it just puts an extra layer onto visualizing, onto what you want. And I did that for my marathon. I literally can go back and I have a picture of a random girl completing Dublin Marathon with her little marathon medal, her cutesy picture. And I was looking at that anytime I was, I would look at that regularly, but especially when I was feeling really disheartened and I was feeling a bit demotivated, I'd look at it and be like, that is going to be me. Like that, I'm going to have a version of that picture and that's going to be me. And lo and behold, I do. Like I did it for a Dublin Marathon. I did it for Barcelona. I did it with so many things, even like holidays. Like you can use it for so much, but honestly, make your vision board of who you want to be, what you want to look like, or whatever. But just be careful, that's coming from a place of self-love, not self-hate. Okay, number two. Moving on to how are we going to get this into your life? How is this going to be your life? If I said it once, like I said with past points, I said it a million times, journaling. Journaling, journaling, journaling. Honestly, write it into your existence. Pretend it's a magic. Pretend your notes app or your little diary is a magic journal and whatever you write in it comes true. Be careful though to put it in the present tense or the past tense. Do not do it in the future. Do not do like one day I will be. No. We have literally got to delude your brain into thinking this has already happened. Because the minute that your brain starts to think this has happened, the minute it will. Because your brain can't differentiate between what is fact and what is fiction. That's why I'm such, I mean, this is going into a different topic, but that is why I'm such a believer in affirmations. And I'm so like regimented and regimented with telling you guys, do not do it from a place of self-hate. Because like I said, your brain can't determine what is fact, what is fiction. So if you're telling yourself, I'm ugly, I'm ugly, I'm ugly, I never have my own opinion, da-da-da, you will believe that. Whereas if you have positive affirmations and you're like, I'm so confident, wow, I'm so amazing, I'm so happy in my body, the more you say it, the more you're going to believe it and the more you're going to feel it. So make sure you're journaling in the present or the past. I honestly, which one do I do more? Let me have a think. I think I mainly do past if I want to achieve certain. I use the past tense if I want to achieve certain things, like things that I can measure, not feelings. So like it might be like, I have X amount of followers on my thing, I'm so happy, I have whatever amount of listens on my Spotify. I will do things like physical things kind of that has happened, versus if it's a feeling, I will do it in the present. So if it's like me writing about how I feel and want to feel in myself, I'll be like, I'm so gorgeous, I'm so smart, I'm so happy, I love my body and every flaw I embrace. Like it's me. Like that, things that I want to feel, I will write in the present, and things I want to have happened, I will write in the past. And personally, I think that works for me and it works wonders for me. So write yourself into your story. Make your life the story and write down every single thing. Like I said, you do you, find out what works for you. I feel like feeling wise and how you want to feel, do it in the present. Things that have happened, do it in the past. And do it with your fitness goals, do it with your career goals, do it with running, love, even love. I feel like love is a bit of a tricky one because like from my experience on, maybe it's just my dating thing being in your 20s, but I think you can control or you can try control a lot of points in your life. Like you want to become a runner, that's fine. Do the training, become a runner. Show up. You want to grow on social media, show up, keep posting, it will happen, you gotta believe. Love, sometimes I have to say there has been moments I've gone on dates and it's knocked my confidence back, like really. Or I see stories or hear stories from friends or even online, I'm like, is this the dating pool? Wow, I'm gonna be alone forever. Like I have myself to a standard that I'm like, ooh, this isn't matching. So I feel like love is a bit of a trickier one, or at least for me it is. Maybe, honestly, maybe even me realizing this is enlightening, and it's enlightening to me because that is clearly where I'm lacking in. So that's probably where I need to do the most journaling in, to be like, no, like it will happen, it's just maybe not meant to happen for me right now. So don't get too stuck up on that one if you're anything like me. It will happen. Just, if you've ever watched Sex and the City, I try to embody Charlotte. She honestly was a trooper. I feel like they all were, but I just really like Charlotte. I feel like it resonates. But she was a trooper in those streets. She was dating and she said multiple times, sorry, this isn't the man for me. This isn't the man I want to marry, or whatever your end goal is. And she ended up then marrying a guy. I mean, I'm not saying to do that. And then whatever. And then she met her person through whatever. I do know the whatever, but I'm also very aware that I probably just spoiled a lot of that. But long story short, she stuck it out. She still kept her romantic ideals and she fully got the person in the end. It wasn't the person that she necessarily was expecting though. And I will say that for even anything, sometimes what you think you want isn't what you want. And you will be so disheartened because you haven't got whatever outcome and it didn't necessarily go the way you thought it was going to. Life is a funny way of doing that. But then you have something come into your life that you didn't think you wanted, but looking back, it is exactly what you needed. So whether or not you're going in the right way or you deem yourself going in the right way, even you listening to this episode and maybe taking something away, it was meant to be. And I know that sounds very delulu and I'm going into that, but journal to what you think you want your life to look like. And if sometimes life plays a funny turn, whatever, don't get disheartened. Like, no, the end goal will happen. You will get what you want. You will get what you need if you take the aligned action. And whatever is meant to be, it will be. So just make sure to journal for each of the niches of your rebrand and it will happen. And I have said this, but really take a second and do every single detail. Like, literally, you are the sim. Create your life. Pretend it's a video game. Like, I mean, down to, like, the most minor details. Like, maybe this isn't minor to some people, but, like, if you want to have stronger nails, you write that. Like, honestly, like, as I said, that might be a huge thing for people who really care about their hair, nail health, but to me, it isn't a huge thing. I get acrylic. But like, I mean, do it down to the detail of who you want this person to be in your rebrand. Now, moving on to the next step. You've now figured out, okay, this is who I want to be. This is the character traits they have. This is da-da-da. You need to think, what do I need to do now to achieve this? Now, this may be the hardest one. I mean, not hard necessarily. It just might be a bit time consuming. Take those mind maps. Start another page. Whether you're drawing this, you're doodling this, even notes apping this, you don't have to do a mind map. I just think it would be quite helpful. What aligned action do you have to take to get this goal? Write a different list. Is this for what you want to do? What the next steps are? You need to think about it. You can't just say, and this goes into a bit of manifestation, I hear so many people all the time say, I want to be a millionaire. I mean, frankly, I say myself, like, I want to be a millionaire. I'm using this, like, obviously there's so many different examples, but let's just roll with this one for now. I want to be a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire. Okay, how? Like, it's all well and good you saying you want to be a millionaire, I want to be a millionaire. You're not doing anything to become a millionaire. Like, it's not, manifestation isn't, I say it to the universe, suddenly it happens. Like, it's more, I say it to the universe, I work towards it, and I know it will then happen. Like, I would love, I mean, yes, there has been opportunities and things in life where it's so random and it's so lucky girl syndrome. But on the whole, you have to work towards your goals. Like, and I feel like a lot of people forget that and, like, forget that you have to take aligned action to get a goal. Like, you can use this with so many things. Like, yeah, I want to have my dream body. Okay, slay, love that for you. But how are you going to do that if you're not changing anything? And that goes into like kind of a quote I love. Old habits won't make new results. Like if you are doing the exact same thing all the time, why are you expecting a different outcome? It's kind of like, we've all had a shitty ex or like a shitty situationship, or at least heard from a friend where they're like, he's done or she's done this again, da 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 da, they're not changing. But you're going back to them and expecting a different thing. It's not going to happen. They're literally not changing their ways. And they frankly know that you are going to accept this. And instead, you're just going to have the exact same cycle reoccurring. Like, if nothing's changing, if no habits are changing, no results are changing. So you need to write down what is the aligned action. Do it for every single thing. Fitness. Okay, I want to lose weight. I want to gain weight. Okay, you need to up your calories, lower your calories. I know, obviously, be careful with this because from a past eating disorder girl to another, be careful. Sometimes you can go down a very tricky rabbit hole with that one. So make sure you're in the right mindset to either lose or gain weight. But, you know, it is simple science. You need to either eat more, eat less, eat the better foods, more nutrient-dense ones. Obviously, I'm talking with the general population. If you've underlying health problems, don't listen to me. I'm just a girl trying to get through her 20s and tell you what I know. Seek professional like health advice. So yeah, but I'm just using that as an example. Like, you old habits will not create new results. So fitness, career, like everything, appearance, you know, you got to be different. Even like things like, if you have said, okay, I want to be more confident, Lola, I want to be a more confident person, great. You need to change. You need to step out of your comfort zone, do something the past you wouldn't have done, and go from there. Whether that's even speaking up, like, I feel like a huge thing for me, and maybe this is because I'm getting older and it's crazy, but like, I would always be such a people pleaser when it comes to if someone messed up my order. Because I've worked in hospitality since I was like 15. And I know how annoying some people can be with orders. And it's like, oh, I never want to be like that person who's annoying with their order and is like a Karen essentially in my head. But sometimes you need to say it. Like, for example, and I just hate it. And like, that has not served me. Like, I'm pretty sure when I was younger, like, I'm very much lactose intolerant. I'm aware of that. And I feel like I knew that when I was younger. But like, say a girl did a coffee and she did it with normal milk, whereas I asked for it with coconut. When I was younger, I honestly probably would have sucked it up and said, no, like, it's fine, or like, not said anything, and then knew myself that I would probably be needing to hide out in the toilet in the next hour with the most diabolical cramps and just experience, if you know what I mean, in general, because I was too nervous, because I didn't want the girl to think like to herself, like, oh my God, like, this girl's complaining, she's a Karen, she's so annoying, like, what? I was in my head about it. Frankly, if I actually flipped that narrative, if it was me doing the coffee, I messed up, she said coconut milk, I did normal, I would think, oh damn, like, I wish you had said it to me, like, girl, I don't want you to be crying in the toilet. Like, it honestly wouldn't have been a thing for me as a barista. So the fact that I was so on the other side of that, so nervous, being like, I don't want her to like hate me. And frankly, even if you did get a moody person who was a barista, it is not your fault. Like, it is their job. They got the order wrong. It is not on you. And it frankly doesn't even matter if they think, yeah, she's a Karen. Like, and what? Literally, and what? I mean, I don't think they will, but just, you know. And I feel like that was something I had to work on. And like, so confidence wise, it might even be a thing of, you will speak up when you're not happy with something. And from doing that, you're stepping out of your comfort zone, but you're embodying a whole different persona. Like, you have just said, I value myself worthy enough that I will say what I feel. And yeah, I mean, I'm using this from a confidence, like, kind of new attribute. This can be anything. This can be in your relationship, you're not happy. And I don't want this to be a podcast episode where you break up with your boyfriend and he asks why and you're like, yeah, Lola told me to from Just Take the App. I'm not saying that. Although, if you want to use that, feel free. Use me as an excuse. But say what you're not happy with. You don't need to people please. Like, I know obviously that's easier said than done, but take small steps. Like I said, maybe that small step is saying, you messed up my coffee order. It's totally fine, but can you change it please? Because I'm a paying customer and it is essentially your job. Maybe don't say it like that. Be a bit nicer, but essentially that is the case. Like, that is the reality. So to get your confidence up, to change your persona and how you view yourself and your self-concept, small things. Because the more you do them, the more you're telling to yourself every day, I value myself enough that I'm willing to do this. And you'll just make that. That can be your aligned action for that. And like that, like with anything, do that for each one. Your aligned action, you want to change your body, like I said, do that. Go to the gym, prioritize that. And the more you do it, you will blink and it will be 2 months and you're still doing it. You've got these habits now. It's a regular thing for you to go to the gym and you will be that person. Like fully, you don't realize how fast time goes by. And if you're kind of feeling a bit daunted, it's so new, it's so like, to you right now, just think time is constant. Every single day is a new day. And what you're putting off now is not going to be for you in the future. Like you putting off that one run, or you putting off that first run, you're still going to feel as nervous, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's in a week. Just do it now. Like honestly, listen to Nike, just do it. Like their slogan, I get it. Like I get it. Because yes, you're going to feel awkward, you're going to feel, but you won't after. And the more you do it, the more it's going to be normal. And then you're going to blink and you're going to be like, damn, you're going to look back at these vision boards. You're going to look back at this mind map and be like, that is me. Like that is me now. That's crazy. Like I said, it happened with me in running. Like I literally was never the person to run. Could not run a kilometer, was so unfit. Marathon was unheard of. But I did it. I went out of my comfort zone. I kind of got out of the whole fear of being perceived, or at least for the most part. And now I'm like, it's normal. Like it's weird for me not to go on a run now. It's crazy. But that honestly came from just repetitive behavior and just forming habits. So do that. And you can, as I said, tailor this to whatever you want. If you're single listening to this and you're like, Lola, like, I wanna have a boyfriend. Honestly, girl to girl, do you? Especially if you're in your 20s, like I feel like I've had a realization. I'm like, I don't even know if I want a boyfriend right now. But okay, say you're like, Lola, I want a boyfriend. Do the aligned action. I am the person who was saying for months, I want a boyfriend. Yet I wasn't doing anything socially. A Saturday night would be a chill night in for me. Like what was I expecting him to do? Break into my apartment? And frankly, if he did break into my apartment, don't think that's the boyfriend I want. Like, I mean, never say never, you know. A girl has watched 365 days, so yeah. But you want a boyfriend, go on dates. Now, I'm not saying online date because, frankly, I have online dated. I know what it's like. Maybe experiment. Honestly, I've heard good, happy stories from online dating. I've also heard terrible ones, so just keep your wits about you, you know. But go to events. There's so many dating events, or go to things that you would want your future boyfriend to do. Like for me, and what actually, like I've had a couple, I've had a couple of dates from doing this, and I know this is such a cliche, but like running. I like running. Now that I like running, I do it quite regularly, or like not at the moment, but I used to, and I will be in the summer. I want a boyfriend, or I want someone who I can run with. Therefore, why would I not go to run events knowing that they have the same hobby? Like, work it like that. Like, it's kind of like when people say, if you want to meet whatever, like, if you want to meet a rich man, go to rich areas. I mean, they do have a point. Like, I'm not being that person, being like, go to a hotel bar and wait until you get approached. Because honestly, I think that's a bit of a sad thing. Like, yes, I do think you'll attract different people in different places. But like, why should you wait at a bar? Like, just live your life, you know? But I do agree with, put yourself in situations where your future partner would also be, like the future partner that you would align with. So that being said, and you know, I've said so many examples, fitness, boyfriend, confidence, tailor it to you, tailor it to your little sim. Okay, now you can do a flip side of this if you want to get extremely more detailed. Frankly, I feel like that's like, that is probably the main one. But if you really are truly serious about this, keep listening. Have another list. This is like the anti-rebrand. What are the things that doesn't fit this rebrand? Whether that's personal qualities, you know you're not self-confident, write it down. I feel like from writing these things down, you know what to work on. It's kind of whatever going on in your head, it's getting it down on paper. You know you're not self-confident. For me, I know and I have known that for years I struggle with like body positivity. Like it is a thing, and I feel like that it dates back to childhood, my God. But I know that's something I need to work on. Like, personally, it's never, it is never, I mean, maybe this is like a bit narcissistic of me. It is never normally my personality that I'm like, oh my God, am I too much? Am I too little? I'm quite secure in that. Like, frankly, I like myself as a person. I know I have some qualities that not, like, aren't the best. I'm petty. I'm stubborn. I know this. And honestly, I don't mind it. Like, I feel like it's worked in my favor for a lot of boundaries, not gonna lie. But for me, body, don't know what it is. It's not face, but I know that's something I need to work on. Yours will be different. It will be, some of my friends know that they're really anxiously attached, and like, they know that they have sometimes a problem with like being really obsessive, and they start thinking, am I overthinking too much? Like, theirs would be working on themselves and like overthinking whatever. Whereas like, it honestly is so individual. Just know, like, write down what you know you need to change that isn't the, what the future, like, you or the future rebrand you has characteristic of. And this, I mean, I was talking about it from a mental perspective and kind of like thinking wise, but it can also be clothes. Like, it can be clothes, it can be things. Like, frankly, clothes, I feel like it's like a major one. If you're like, I want to rebrand, I'm like, yes, who do you want to look like? Or like, not who do you want to look like? Like, what style do they have? Because you don't realize how much style kind of impacts, actually. Like, you might be listening to this and be like, no, it doesn't. Like, that, it does. Like, it does. If I wear oversized hoodie and jogging bottoms out, yes, I'm comfy, but like, would this future version of me, who literally I have saved on Pinterest, be wearing dresses and heels? Am I feeling like that energy? No. Whereas it is always the days I put in a bit more effort, I do my hair, I do my makeup, I put on an outfit I think the future Lola would like wear, that I'm embodying this new confident energy. Whereas it really depends. Obviously, everyone's different. Your future person could be a streetwear baddie who like wears oversized clothes. It is all individual. But if your clothes don't align with that, maybe look about selling them. Or if you know you can't sell them, give them to charity. Buy a whole new wardrobe. And obviously, you know, be financially aware. Everyone's financial position is different. Again, don't use me as an excuse being like, your family, your friends are like, why are you now living on the street? And you're like, yeah, Lola told me to sell all my clothes and buy a whole new wardrobe. I am not saying that. But I'm saying if you did need a sign to maybe clear out and get some new clothes, let this be it. Let this be it. And if you're clearing out your clothes and you're anything like me, sell them. Sell them. Use the money to fund the new wardrobe. So it's kind of like a little cycle. Little cycle, because I do think we're constantly changing. Even frankly, sometimes my body is constantly changing. So sometimes clothes don't fit me anymore, but I feel really wasteful if I was to just throw them out. So either donate them, sell them, and use that money. Okay, this is the majority of the episode. I would just like to say, a rebrand isn't just physical. It's about who you are, what you represent, your energy, and cutting kind of off what isn't serving you. So I would like to really reiterate that. You don't even have to change anything physical. It can honestly be a mental rebrand, an energetic rebrand, whatever you want it to be. But I hope you took something away. I hope you enjoyed listening. And I hope you're on the right track to your rebrand, whether it's just in general or a little summertime rebrand. I love it. And frankly, if you did like this episode, please, please let me know, because I just love hearing from you guys. It is so wholesome. Text me on Instagram. My Instagram is _LolaCH. Or if you want to text on the podcast account, just search up Just Take the L podcast on Instagram or TikTok and it should come up. Because, and also share. Like, I will repost you guys, because this is like, Just Take the L is like my little baby. Like, I don't know. I just love it. So I love when people have something to say, even if it's not positive. Like, let me know. Be like, Lola, like, I love you, but like, dear God, can you slow down? Or like, can you do this? Or text me things you want talked about and I will let you know. And I will hopefully do an episode podcast about it. But yeah, please share. Please like. If you want to, if you're listening on Spotify, give a little, I think you can give like star reviews, but give a little star review. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening. I hope you've taken away at least one thing. And I hope you have a great weekend. Like, if you're listening on Thursday, if you're listening on the weekend, if you're listening bloody next week. Yeah, I hope you have a great weekend and thanks for listening.